This is the Normal Nerds Podcast, where two very normal dudes talk about very nerdy stuff and whatever else we feel like talking about. I'm your host, Maxwell Ceresia.
And I'm your host, who is pretty happy with the awards this year, Davis Bates.
This episode, we're going to be going over the winners of the Crunchyroll Anime Awards 2024. So sit back, relax, pray to JJK, and welcome to the Normal Nerds Podcast. All right, Davis.
Yeah.
Anime Award results.
Yeah.
Out.
Came in.
It's time we go over what we had our predictions and see if we were right. And yes. We'll talk about how we feel about winners and losers.
Yes, for half the categories.
More than half.
Slightly more than half the categories.
The only ones we big skipped. Yeah, I like that. Big skipped.
Big skipped.
The only ones we big skipped were best opening and ending, which we did that one. JJK won both of those. I don't know about... You can actually scroll down, actually. For best ending, your best opening, right?
Best
now.
Ending sequence
was JJK.
JJK's,
right?
yeah.
But it was the
part one. It wasn't the it wasn't the part two ending, which is like the part one ending sucked.
What were the other options?
It was Zom 100's Bucket List of the Dead, which I don't remember. They had a nice little their wholesome one because they're just them driving in the van and Zom is attacking at the end.
That was good actually.
Chainsaw Man's, which.
Changed everything.
It was a specific one, and I don't remember which one it was. I actually remember looking it up. I didn't like it that much, I don't think.
Yeah.
Demon Slayers, which it always has that dramatic singing.
Probably good, yeah.
And then Mephisto, Oshinoko, which I don't even know.
Well, let's jump in it. So we missed those two, best film and best character design. Those are the big ones we didn't. The other ones are all voice acting, which I don't even care about. It's like best Italian voice actor. We don't watch. Italian anime.
No.
All right. Best scores we're starting out with.
Best scores.
Score.
You started us on best opening sequence here.
And go up. One category.
Best ending score. Yeah, like there it is. Okay. Okay, cool. So for this one, how do you want me to do this? Want me to read through everything just to see what it was?
No. I don't know. I don't remember all the results, but I'll tell you. Davis thought Suzume was going to win. Oshinoko was gonna win, and the winner was
Attack on Titan.
Dumb.
The final season, the final chapter, special one.
We both picked Demon Slayer. We wanted Demon Slayer to win, but Attack on Titan, whatever. You won that one award. Cool beans.
Dumb.
Demon Slayer definitely should have won it. We both thought it at the time.
Like I I do like Attack on Titan's score, especially since it didn't really change for the entire time. It's all that like lady singing in the background. Yeah. But it is bad. But I can appreciate in this case, since the music, I can the bygone era of when the show was still good, the music, they kept the music from the good part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand why that one, on principle, I don't want to give it to it, but I understand it.
All right. So neither of us got points for that one.
Yep.
If I know how the points doesn't work, go to the episode where we talk about it.
Yes.
It's pretty easy.
Yes. All right. Time for the next category, which is anime song.
We both thought JJK was going to win.
Okay.
You wanted JJK to win. I wanted Chainsaw Man to win.
Right. And the winner was Oshinoko.
We are off to a hot start.
Oof.
Okay. Well, that one was Idol, right? Is the name of the song?
Yes.
I do remember saying like, that one is a good one.
Yeah, but Kickback was good.
Yeah, you didn't even pick that.
I know, because
I picked it.
I know, but I picked JJK, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Where Our Blue is even better.
I actually said this. I think Kickback is better.
I think, I watched the opening for Oshinoko after we made that episode just to like see, because I wasn't going to watch the entire anime. I know I said it.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good song.
It was good, but the song is not as good as Where Our Blue is, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Right. Or even Kickback, but moving on.
Next category I know we both got right.
Yes.
There's no doubt in my mind.
It is Must Protect at All Costs anime character.
We both picked Anya Forger.
And she is the winner again.
And
probably will be
you locked that. So you get two points for that one.
I knew it. She's going to win every year.
Like I said, she is the reigning champion. She will maintain that.
I feel like they mismade that category for her.
Oh, damn. Actually, now that I think about it, I'm looking at this next one. I'm at a loss this year.
That'd be cool.
Because you got the next one.
Because the next one is Best Supporting Anime Character.
You said Gojo, I said Ghetto.
And the winner is...
And we both wanted Power to win.
And the winner is Gojo.
Gojo, yes it is.
I knew it. I knew the anime community wouldn't like let him go.
I will say this. I hate that. not anime's community fault for voting Gojo. That I don't hate. Him winning the category, I don't hate that. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're voting for the best character in the category, then yeah, Gojo's the best character in the category.
Yes.
But I just he's not a supporting character. He's just not.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah. Yeah.
He's just the whole first half of the season is he's the main character.
Yeah.
Not the whole first half, whole five episodes.
And I don't really know how you call a character a supporting character when the entire, you know, honestly, the entire season kind of founded around we have to save him for the sake of the show.
That's so true.
Like, you know, it's kind of tough to call him a supporting character.
I didn't even think about that's true. Yeah. But you're up 3-1 right
let's
now.
Let's go, buddy. Let's go.
I definitely think you beat me this year.
Let's go. All right. Let's let it be a surprise. Let's get to the end and find out. The best main anime character is the next category.
We both picked Luffy as we think should win, and we picked him as he's going to win. And
we were not disappointed.
Thank you. This one, I want to give the anime community class. I was worried about this one. This is one I was worried about.
I didn't know if they were going to pick, like...
I don't know if you knew this, but I was worried about it.
I know. The only problem is that, like... Not even the only problem. It's perfect that he won. It's good. The category was kind of weak that he went into, which, I mean, he was going to be strong in any category he went to, but, like... The people in here, like Aaron Yeager, but fuck that guy. And I can't even see anyone else. Thorfinn, maybe, but Vinland Saga fell off pretty off. The show didn't fall off. It just, no one talked about it anymore.
Nah, so. Yeah. So we for this one, we like made up like backups just in case Luffy didn't win. And I picked Thorfinn. Mm-hmm. You picked Aaron Yeager.
Because I hate the anime community. I was guessing against them.
Yeah, we were guessing against them. I will say this. We had this conversation because I recently listened to an episode. This anime awards is very weak. Like the winners are a lot of great winners, but it's just, like, everyone showed, like, before we get into this, JJK is about to win everything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so, that's true. That's true.
It was just a weak year. Like, and only because, once again, they absolutely snubbed My Hero.
Yeah.
Demon Slayer was nominated for way too many things. And Spy's Family, like, Souvenir wasn't on the list, and that's ridiculous.
That was wild.
But anyways, let's move on to the next category.
All right, we have Best Slice of Life Anime.
We both agreed on this one. I don't know why we just didn't pick two different ones, but we both picked Bocchi the Rock.
And the winner is Bocchi the Rock.
Hey, look how good
that anime is really good, actually.
Oh, you watched it?
Oh, no. I'm thinking of Ranking of Kings. His name is Bocchi in there as well. I've not watched Bocchi the Rock. My bad. Okay. That was my bad.
Well, thank God. Well, you both picked that because we know things.
So yeah, because we just totally guessed on it. It was up for Anime of the Year, so we guessed on it.
Ooh.
This category. Best Slice of Life Anime, as opposed to Best Slice of Life...
Yeah, live action.
Yeah, like... what?
I don't know. All right, go to the next one.
Alrighty. This is the best drama anime.
This one I'm actually interested because I don't know who won this. You thought Vinland Saga should win. Mm-hmm. I thought... Not should win. You thought Vinland Saga was going to win. Mm-hmm. I thought AOT was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And we both wanted Vinland Saga to win.
And you were right with Attack on Titan.
Boo!
Yeah.
Ew! I'm glad I got the point, but ew!
Yeah, as long as you just guess the community.
Are you? Like, yeah, that's what I did. I was just like, I think they're going to pick it. Vinland Saga definitely deserved this.
100%. 100%. This is Attack on Titan, the final season, the final chapters, special one.
Yeah.
So it's the first long one they did where Hanji dies. That's the only thing I remember out of that. It sucked. So I don't. I hate that Vinland Saga didn't get this.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. I gotta watch Heavenly Illusion.
That's so funny that you just said that because we said that so many times. I'm like, I really gotta watch this.
It looks really cool. It looks cool. It's really cool. I gotta watch it. I'll put that on the list for the next
one. All right, okay. Made up ground. It's now 5-4.
All right. All right. Next category we got going is Best Fantasy Anime.
We both thought Hell's Paradise would win.
Yep.
And we both wanted Jobless Reincarnation to win.
Okay. We're wrong. Demon Slayer won it, actually.
Boo!
Yeah.
I think you actually said that for a second. You're like, I think it might win, but you kept on Hell's Paradise. That's dumb.
That is dumb.
First of all, Demon Slayer is not better than either. That season was not better than either of those shows.
Yeah, agreed.
There was other good ones in this category.
So the category was Demon Slayer, Hell's Paradise, Mashal, Mushoku Tensei, Season 2, Ranking of Kings, which... And the Ancient Magus Bride Season 2.
Okay, except for Ancient Magus Bride, because who cares about that one? That's really weird, because like it's she's kind of young, whatever, blah, blah. Demon Slayer is the last in that category, besides Ancient Magus Bride.
Yeah, I agree with that. It was a weak season, so...
Okay, well, that is the first one, like, AOT winning best drama, don't like it all.
But you saw it coming.
You saw it coming. This one is annoying.
Yeah, this one is kind of irritating. I don't like this.
Well, we both wanted Jobless Reincarnation to win.
Yeah, because it's
still even after finishing Ranking of Kings?
Yes. Yeah.
Especially Ranking Kings, like, kind of fell off at the end.
No, Ranking Kings was good till the end, more or less. Some of the story, I was like, well, okay. I don't know if really we should be forgiving this character right now, but okay. Mm-hmm. But season two, I mean, I just haven't finished. I haven't really gotten into it that much. It seems like a bunch of anthology episodes that happened during the first season. It's entertaining, but it's like, where is the story? So yeah. I don't know. I'll have to finish it at some point. But the first season's really good. I think it's definitely worth the watch.
Cool. All right.
Okay.
Best action. I already know. I did not get a point for this one. You thought JJK should win. I thought the One Piece fan base would show up. And they didn't.
They did not, because Jujutsu Kaisen won!
Yes. I will say this, which is so funny, if you listening to the episode, is when we were talking about best action and all this kind of stuff, and I was like, I just think the One Piece fan base is going to do it. And then I was like, but that, last year, when they didn't do that for me with the movie, and they picked JJK over that, so hopefully they don't do that to me again.
They got me 2 years in a row! They got me two years in a row!
You guys suck.
Oh my god.
But JJK,
it was action only.
Pick JJK as we wanted it to win.
Yeah, JJK was out of control.
I thought the
last
One Piece
fan
base would do this thing, but it didn't.
Nope. All right, we have next category is best comedy anime.
We both agreed on what we think was going to win and should win, and it's Spy X Family.
And it was the winner.
Yeah, as it should be.
Friggin' ruled.
I think we were close to Zom 100, but we were saying if Zom 100 continues.
Yeah.
With more and more episodes, it definitely could fight Spy X Family.
Probably, I think so. Yeah, I agree with that.
Cool.
All right, moving on. We have the best romance anime, which...
Okay, ready? All right, best romance. You said Insomniac, whatever.
Okay.
And I said 99 thing.
Level 99, okay. And the winner was... We were both wrong. Horimiya, The Missing Pieces.
Of course, yes, obviously.
It's a dark horse, honestly. I mean,
honestly, what a masterpiece.
I know, true, honestly, yes.
We didn't want to pick it because we were worried it was too strong.
There's a lot of leaves in this cover art.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, yeah. That was one of those, I don't even know why. I don't know why we didn't put one of those categories as like away into done like best ending sequence.
Well,
that's
right. Because we thought we were going to do the other episode, which we didn't. But we do try to do almost all of the awards. Even I think like
that's
hopefully
fair,
the podcast is bigger next year, because the strategy is, I think we're gonna get more listeners, please everybody, everything. Because next year, I think the strategy should be that we each have to take a category. And we have to take the fans' decision.
Okay.
Like whatever like the comments say. Like I'll be like on Slice of Life, I gotta take whatever the fans.
Okay.
All right. So moving on.
All right. Next category is best art direction.
Okay. So this one, we decided that we both thought JJK should win, but we picked two different ones just in case JJK didn't win. I picked The Idol Show, and you picked Demon Slayer.
And Demon Slayer was the winner.
What?
Yeah.
It should be JJK.
It should be JJK.
I don't know. Jeez,
I don't know why they did this. Everyone's like, ooh, the flowing sword, and the swords are cool and all that stuff. But JJK's animation was out of control this year. Like, out of control. Just the final Black Flash against Mahito was nuts. And that's just one scene I'm thinking about. That's like the most important scenes that happened.
That's ridiculous. And I hate that. I'm getting my butt kicked this year.
Yeah.
If anything, you know what? I'm just going to pull that BS thing and be like, well, I'm glad I'm not winning because I'm not a super weeb. Like, I always had that in my back.
Always had that escape patch there.
Yeah. All right. The next two categories are super easy.
Yep. Next one is best cinematography.
We both wanted JJK. And we both thought it was going to win.
And it was the winner.
As it should be. We did have backups for that one. Oh, no, I said the only thing I think could have come close is Vinland Saga, just because it has a lot of good shots, but I was like, it's still not close.
Yeah.
That was my only, like, that. I think that was the only, the next year, there's a few categories where we're like, yeah, JJK, move on.
Yep, that's pretty much how the anime awards were this year.
I think you said in the last episode at the end, and you're like, usually weak animes create good anime awards, except for when there's one that's not weak,
and it just
dominates everything.
It just owns it.
All right, next one.
Next category is best director.
We both picked JJK.
Yeah, and that's the winner.
Okay, as it should be.
Shota Gosho. I remember Quinn say this in the podcast either. Shota Gosho Zono.
Sure.
Yep, I don't know. Next category is best character design.
We did not do that one.
Oh,
we were
going to skip in that one.
What were the options, though?
The options were Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Hell's Paradise, JJK, Oshinoko, and Trigun Stampede.
So Oshinoko, the idol one?
Yes.
That's probably the one I would have picked. But Demon Slayer probably won it.
Jujutsu Kaisen won it.
That's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Character design, they all look pretty normal.
I mean, and you remember, remember Yuji's like depression moments, Demon's, and then him, his, like, his
Slayer
final...
still looks better. Their characters still look better.
Okay, okay.
Their characters are more interesting looking.
Okay.
All right.
Really? You think so? More than like more, I don't know about that. I mean, Gojo looks awesome. Looks very, he's very well-designed character. Yuji always looks good, especially with all of his scars.
We had this conversation.
Now.
They Did literally, we? Like, a lot of the characters look exactly the same.
I guess I do remember this conversation. That was one of the time they're making the memes of Megumi and Gojo.
I just think Demon's,
or not Gojo, Ghetto.
I think JJK has a really good animation style, and like some of the characters look good. But I just think it's like they look like traditional, anime,
I guess
characters.
That's fair.
Where Demon Slayer
fair.
Does like stick out. Like
I guess that is fair. They do have their own specific art style.
Like, Tanjiro doesn't look like any other anime.
It's in the
character.
Eyes. They have
the. It's
eyes.
Mainly the eyes. Yeah, that's why I think Idol too. Because that.
Yeah, they're but, big but eyes.
If they didn't have the eye thing, Idol would just be the same. But anyways, next category.
Best animation.
We both said JJK.
Demon Slayer won it.
That.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
How is that even possible?
I don't know.
What do you mean? Did you not watch JJK? What are we talking about?
The Maharaga fight? Guys, like, it was insane.
Wait a minute. What else is on that list? If One Piece is on this list also, I'm going to be really mad.
Let's see. So we have Attack on Titan, the final season. Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, JJK, Mob Psycho 100, and Trigun Stampede.
Okay, well, the only options were Demon Slayer, Chainsaw Man, and
JJK.
And JJK. Trigun, gross. This is dumb. What the heck are we... What was the fight you just said? What's the name?
Maharaga.
Yeah, what?
That
remember we watched that episode where like heads like exploded.
I know. And then that episode was 30% done or some shit like that, according to some disgruntled employees.
Okay.
Overworked employees.
Demon Slayer's won too many awards.
Yep. Agreed.
That's actually, you know, I didn't think I'd have anything really too much to complain about this, because I didn't really look at the winners because I was waiting until we did it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Too many awards.
Remember when we were like, when we were doing this, we were just like, yeah, we'll throw Demon Slayer or something. We'll give him a category.
I think we both picked him twice.
Yeah.
I mean, once. I think you won one of those. I can't even believe that. but you won Best Art, and I picked him for nothing.
Okay.
But...
We threw them a bone. I threw them a bone, and apparently they took the bone and then ate all the food.
Well, so anyways, stupid. On to the next category.
Next one is Best Original Anime.
Okay, you thought Witch Mercury should win, or was going to win, and I thought Buddy Daddies was going to win.
And you were right with Buddy Daddies.
Whoa! That was a shot in the dark! Maybe there's a comeback coming. Maybe there's a comeback.
I have no idea what Buddy Daddies is about, but it looks funny.
My favorite thing listening
guns.
To-
And a
my
kid.
Favorite thing listening to the last episode was you the first time you read it. I don't know why, but you're like Ruddy Daddies.
Well, look at the cover of it. The daddy obscures the buddy.
Oh wow, what a game changer.
Yep.
All right, I still can't win. Darn.
Alrighty.
Next category.
Best anime film.
Didn't do it.
We didn't do it?
Nope.
Well, Suzume won it, and I'm happy about that. That's a good movie.
We probably were both going to pick that anyways.
The only other one... Actually, nope, no. Actually, I'm not okay with that category.
Why?
Here's what the category was. It was First Slam Dunk, Suzume, Psycho Pass, Kaguya-sama, Love is War, Blue Giant, and the Black Clover movie.
The Black Clover movie is porn.
I like Suzume. I would give it to the Black Clover movie.
I just still have to watch Suzume. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd give
I
it to
like
Black
Clover
movie.
But...
That movie was nuts, though.
Yeah,
animation was out of control. We,
I know, yes. Big fights.
Big fights were good, yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes when I watch a movie, it's like, your name is better than Black Clover to me.
Okay.
Because I like the story and the music and the characters and stuff like that. Like,
okay.
The difference. You like the big fights.
Mm-hmm. I like to see the visual animation showing up, actually worth my money. Okay, so next category we have is Best New Anime Series. Did we do that one?
Yes, said you thought Chainsaw Man was going to win. I thought Hell's Paradise was going to win.
Chainsaw Man won.
Yeah.
I did pretty well this year.
You did
Let's
very
go.
Well. You did very,
Let's
very
go.
Well.
Yes. I'm not going to do this well next year. Oh, boy.
I'm surprised about that, but I'm also not surprised. I thought Zom 100 should have won it, though.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was the best one out of that category. I love Chainsaw Man, but Zom 100 just... so good.
Zom 100 is good. It is really good.
So good. All right, and then the last two...
Best Continuing Anime Series.
One Piece.
As it should, and as long as they have this category, it should always win.
Yes.
As long as they keep putting it in there, at least.
And then the big boy, Anime of the Year.
Anime of the Year 2024.
Which was my lock.
smart, because it was JJK, and I'm pretty sure we both picked JJK.
We both picked JJK.
Yeah, there's no way we weren't both picking JJK. That anime slapped.
Oh, you know, I didn't... Oh, whatever. Okay.
Did you save your lock, or did you actually lock it?
No, I locked it.
Okay, I didn't know if you put in that episode or not.
I'm trying to think. Whatever, you beat me. Beat me by 2 points. I don't know how many you actually. I didn't go. I didn't. I forgot. I wasn't putting down points for the ones we both got right.
Whoops.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. JJK winning a lot was really good.
Yeah, I'm happy. Yep. I'm pretty happy with that.
And now next year means everything because they, you know, that's a tiebreaker.
Yeah, there we go. That's true. That's true. I'm pumped for that.
Trust me, this year. Last year was only 1 point difference. This year was 2 points. I guess that's not that big of a difference. But,
let's go. I'll take it.
Yeah, I can't believe I got that Buddy Daddy.
That was a shot in the dark.
You got Demon Slayer for best art. That's stupid. I can't believe Demon Slayer won best animation.
Yeah, that was stupid too. That's not smart. I'll give it art just because like the flowing style and all that stuff, but not fucking animation.
Yeah. I'm glad JJK swapped everything as it should have. Next anime awards are going to be nuts.
Yeah.
We have so many good anime.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that Kaiju show.
Oh my god, Kaiju number 8?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, I want to watch that so bad.
Demon Slayer is coming back, and apparently the season's very good.
That's good, yeah.
My Hero.
Are we getting an Overlord movie this year, too?
Overlord. Oh, I thought it was a season.
Is it a season? I don't remember.
But, and then, like, so I'm... This... Anime next anime awards is going to be nutty. And
One
I feel like
Punch Man was announced too. I don't know if it's this year or next year though.
I think it's this year.
This year,
yeah. So I think yeah, we're gonna have so much stuff, and I think we're gonna actually have like. I was very surprised how many anime we actually because the first time we did this, it was like, yeah, we saw Demon Slayer and a few others.
Yay.
This we had more this year. I think even next anime awards, like we'll probably have seen minus the slice of life. Even actually maybe some slice of life ones. We've been sliding off and getting the slower ones in there.
That's true. Ooh, I wonder where Freerun's going to place next year. What category?
Definitely Best Fantasy.
I'm voting for them on some stuff.
Best Fantasy, easily.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I will vote for that over Mushoku and Tensen at this point, and they're coming back this year, too.
I was trying to think if we had anime, if we magically had an anime awards right now for Best Anime.
Right now?
It might be Freerun.
Really that over Shangri-La Frontier,
I was
saying,
it's either that or Shangri-La Frontier.
Yeah, I don't know. Shangri-La Frontier is really
good. Yeah, I know. They're both really good.
I think I'd give it to Shangri-La Frontier. If we had to pick right now of the slate we have, which is the 5.
Yeah.
I think I'd give it to Shangri-La Frontier.
Yeah, I think I'd probably give it to Frieren, but they're both... it's one of those I think it's going to be like... First of all, I don't know when these ones are ending. They just don't seem like they are.
Please one of don't. Them has either Frieren or Shangri-La Frontier has 20 episodes. No, Frieren has 28 episodes, I believe.
28?
I believe that's what I saw.
Yeah, okay.
So, what they're going to finish on, I believe.
Oh, that's a random number.
I don't know.
Not complaining about it.
I did not hear a cap on Shangri-La Frontier, so I'm hoping not something.
Yeah.
But, I want to go forever.
Yeah, maybe Shangri-La Frontier. The characters are so good.
They're so good.
But yeah, next year is going to be nuts. But this anime awards was...
My Hero comes back this year, too.
Yes. I said that.
Oh, I was listening.
But yeah, I mean, that's... Yeah. Yep. Yeah, next year's gonna be nuts.
Career.
All we know about last year, JJK is king.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Normal Nerd Nation, for listening and maybe even watching another podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram. Davis is always posting hilarious memes on there.
Also, like and subscribe while you're at it, and leave a rating if you have some time. It helps people find the show.